This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You know, I would say the good news and the positive is I don't see how it could be worse. And I also believe in, you know, the coaches and players to get it fixed, because it wasn't, you know, it's just a shame. It's you work behind the scenes for months on end and you don't show any of it. It's frustrating, but that can be a good thing. And that's what I saw from the positive. I also, you could tell, as frustrating as it was, the team didn't splinter and the effort still remained. There's things there, but overall, I'm not trying to, you know, paint a glossy, I'll call it what it is. It wasn't, you know, embarrassing, not anything that paying fans sign up for.
What the hell is he talking about? You know, maybe he's on a different level, McGenius guy, whatever the hell he is, nerd boy. But anyway, their team has no respect for the coach. They play like that. They're like, come on, man, get us a dang guy in here. Where's the physicality of this team? What did you say?
They're soft.
Like, I'm with you on that. Every part of their football team, they have tons of talent on this team. Daniel, we were talking, that's why you picked them to win. Because they have tons of talent. Yeah. They don't play with any passion or any smoke duel.
This is what happens when you get your ass kicked and you look so bad doing it. Wow. That was sexy Rexy Ryan talking. And, of course, Mike, I don't know exactly where Mike was going on all that stuff. It was just bad, Mike. Don't try to hit us with the effort thing, or, I mean, some of your players spoke and just all of a sudden, you know. And I could get where, like, you're a head coach. You got to be looking in the mirror going, what just happened, man? Everything we've been working on this game and our game plan. And, hey, I think we're going to be able to throw the ball and throw it all over on these guys and, you know.
Just hit you with an I don't know how much worse it can get, or it can't get any worse. Right? Let me say,
the good news is it can't get any worse. And then,
maybe he's unaware, but you play New England at home on Sunday, it can get a whole hell of a lot worse. You lose that game.
I agree.
I don't see how they don't start making changes.
You lose to a 4-win team. And
right. Are you with me on that one?
I just don't think they're make changes after two games either. I said that yesterday. Two games.
How many weeks can you go with these national media people? Just, I mean, they're taking a blowtorch to your brand.
But I will say one thing. You can't, and I get Mike's like, oh, I got to keep the team together and I can't change and this is who I am and all this stuff. If they had another game close to that, that's a complete stinker, then
you're on board.
Then all bets are off on hey, it's only two games, but this is, now it's at home.
I think any loss to the Patriots at home would be a stinker though.
But I got to tell you, it's going to have to be really bad, and I don't think it will be.
Wait, let's backtrack. What do you mean you don't think it will be?
I don't think they can play that poorly two games in a row. Now,
why? Well, I mean, I'm not just asking you just for debate's sake here, but like, what do you imagine will be better?
Oh, no, I think it's going to be a really tight game.
Because the Patriots suck.
They could, well,
they got beat up at home by the Raiders.
They didn't get beat up, but well, whatever. Point,
you know what I mean? They lost to the Raiders at home.
Suck. Did you do a suck again in garbage? Can you try not suck in garbage?
They must, one they must day? Not be very good.
I know, but
someone
can you,
thinks the Dolphins are going to win the
can
game.
Can you,
in
as
Vegas,
a guy so. That didn't exactly, can you stop, slow down on the suck in garbage a little bit?
Fine. They're very good. Whatever you want.
I'm not saying very good.
The Dolphins are favored in this game somehow.
Yeah. And you.
It was also a pick 'em game against the Colts.
But I got to tell you, if they don't play a lot better real quickly, there will be changes before I thought they would okay. take place.
Well, let's backtrack before I overreacted there and go to the original question. Why do you what leads you to believe it will be better?
I can't imagine they could play as poorly. That's one of the worst games I've ever seen, Woody. That's why.
I know, but
I don't know if it's doable two games in a row to be that
what
bad.
What did they do poorly that you think they will be able to improve on in the span of 6 days? I hate putting you on the spot because I know you don't have an answer to that question.
I don't.
And I'm like, I'm not trying to play gotcha here.
But no. I know what you're trying to play, but I'm just telling you, I don't have an answer.
Do you think Tyreek is just going to all of a sudden he's just going to go off? Do you think Jalen Waddle's
I'm getting real close to just saying Waddle and Hill are just average guys here pretty soon if we don't start using them and getting them the ball and whatever other problems. Hey, they're probably going to be a little shorthand on the offensive line, and the defensive line for the Patriots pretty good. Landry had, 2.5 sacks last week, one of the free agents they were able to get. He's really good. I think Milton played really well at defensive tackle. They're saying he had a great game. You know, and those guys, they spent a lot of money. Those are two of their high-paid free agents. But you're asking me, because you did this yesterday, about when they're going to start getting rid of people. I just don't think it's going to happen. You asked me Tua.
Yeah, but I could have never
I don't think Tua's going to be gone after two
never
games.
Never imagined that Colts game was going to look the way it
okay.
did.
Okay, but it was.
It was unbelievable.
But you're
bad.
Doing – I'm just for you and everybody else is going, we just got to get rid of everybody right
win.
Now. It's not going to happen.
I hope they go and beat the crap out of the Patriots and turn the whole thing around.
I don't think they can beat the crap out of anybody right now.
I'm with you. And I don't know how they're going to
beat
the Patriots.
I don't have my expectations.
I don't know what the game plan would be. Because, again, they had months and months and months to figure out a game plan for that Colts game, and it looked like they just kind of rolled out of bed and showed up.
They got to be, as a coaching staff, so demoralized for guys freelancing on defense. Anthony Weaver just got to be going nuts. Where'd this come from? Now you just decided, instead of doing what you were supposed to in a certain gap, you just did it wherever because you just were frustrated and wanted to get a pass rush to – all the things about guys not going in when they were supposed to, calling timeouts because you're not organized. I mean, it was so as bad as it looked, it was for the players. The coach is basically going, we just spent basically since the Jacksonville game, we had a few weeks to do nothing but focus on the Colts and who's going to play and pretty good idea who was going to play for us and who's going to play for them. And we look like we just got together for the first time and
yes,
we blocked our guys blocked the wrong guys on blitzes or didn't block anybody. It was just bad everywhere. It was just
if the Dolphins showed some fight against Indy, it'd be one thing, man. But again, they spent that entire game. It just looked like they were lifeless in that.
I told you, Woody, yesterday, when you play that badly, it looks like,
I know
it looks like a bad effort. It looks like you really quit on, as they said on the shows, and
yeah,
everybody shows,
it wasn't
you quit on your coach.
You
quit on
that.
Your coach. You look so bad, it looked like you quit on the coach right there. You've had enough of that show and everything he does for you to make it fun every day and the nice environment and everybody comfortable. Hey, we got great food down there when we're done. Hey, how's your parking spot? You happy with it? Go down video room, play some games. Yeah. Anyway, man, it's got to get picked up. But Woody, and Omar said it too, if it's really bad again, he might make some changes. I do think this speeds up the process for Steven Ross to go,
well,
I'm not
problem,
going through this all year finding
the
these games.
Is, Joe, again, if they look like that and they just look like they have no interest in playing, it feels like they don't respond to the coach anymore. And right. I do like Mike, you know that. But it just feels like they are not responding to
That's how guys get fired right off the bat. It
Do you
looks
agree,
like,
though?
Yes.
It felt like in that first game that they just don't want to play for him.
If Mike has
So another find a guy game like this, find someone that can step in.
Well, they and, would. They would, somebody would go interim, and you're right. It'd probably be Coach Weaver. You're
and then give the word from up top that you're going to start the other guy at quarterback, and you know, see how it shakes out, man. But you know, this is just if it looks like it did on Sunday again at home.
Okay. So the second part, you added that part to the getting the coach part, and now you flipped it on the.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Could you do this? They're not going to bench.
That's part of my package deal, by the way.
They're not going to bench him.
No, that's part of the package
deal. Tua is not getting benched after two games.
If you make some serious changes and you change the coach, then I would start Quinn Ewers the rest of the way.
It's a long shot that the coach gets replaced after two games. It's a really long shot.
Let me follow up then.
Go ahead. Let me hear what else are you going to add into this thing?
Assuming that whoever you name the interim is not going to get the job, right? You're probably going to go out and look for a coach at the end of the season, assuming the interim doesn't take the job. There's going to be a new quarterback in Miami. I would agree with that, yes?
So I got to tell you, I'm not so sure about that because we owe him 50-something million the following year. Money talks, man. Yeah. What are you going to do? You're going to eat all that money?
Good luck finding a real coach that's going to come in and want to deal with that guy.
I think I think for the real good coaches, that if you get a really good coach, he comes in, he goes, look, here's the deal. I'm not aboard with Lefty. I know you owe him a lot of money. I know we're going to probably have to keep him, but I'm not aboard with it. There would be a guy that would not just go, oh, boy, it's my chance to be a head coach. I can work with him. I'll do it.
You'll find a guy like that out there. There's plenty of Mikes running around out there that'll be like, I'll rehab him.
But anyway, Woody, I'm just going to keep saying this week because you brought it up twice.
Mm-hmm.
Tua ain't getting benched after the second game.
Okay. I'll probably bring it up again tomorrow.
Okay. You keep bringing it up.
I just think if you are going to make a change at coach.
I don't think he's going to get the after this game, Mike's done as a coach. I don't think that's going to happen.
I hope not. I hope they win. I can't stand the Patriots. I hope they win. Do I think they will? No.
Okay.
And that's just because I don't think that they did anything well on Sunday.
You don't think? They didn't do anything
There's
well.
Nothing to build off of from Sunday. There's nothing like, oh, man, you know what? They played their asses off. I'm sure they'll get the Patriots on Sunday.
No. And I'll be honest, I thought of the Detroit Lions practice when I was watching that game towards the end. I went, wow, maybe we should have read in to that practice.
Remember everyone said we're overreacting?
A little bit more.
Yeah.
Maybe that was a little wake-up call for everybody. Now, you know, again, you're just looking for signs of like, you know, listen, man, I'm as shocked as anybody. I didn't expect it. And then you saw it just got worse and worse, and it didn't get any better in the second half, and it was bad, and it was just bad everywhere to the point you're going, ooh. And the stuff was like, boy, a couple games like this, and Mike ain't going to have a job. This happens for 4, 5, 6 games, and you got 3 AFC East teams. You don't play well against the 3 AFC East teams the next 3 weeks. Including the Bills, like you go up there and you get smashed on Thursday night football. There should be a lot of people hiding in their offices. I can tell you that. There should be a lot of people. There should be nobody running out. Because I also have people tell me, hey, man, And this, I just started hearing this one. We just don't have enough talent. We don't have a lot of talent. I'm like, bad time now to, that's a too late to throw that one out. Somebody went to the owner and told him we have enough talent to win right now. So don't be behind the scenes going, I don't know how much talent we have. Too late. And by the way, somebody threw out, we're too young. There's going to be growing pains. I saw a lot of veteran guys that didn't play well.
Come on.
That's not going to work either. Hey,
a lot of texts coming in, by the way.
Good.
Can we get to some of them?
Yeah, but I'm just telling you, Woody, just so you know, man, you can bring it up every day. I'm going to give you the same answer.
That's fine.
The coach and the quarterback aren't done after two games. We owe that quarterback so much money. I think we owe him $70-something million.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, that's after this year.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.